Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian, sing it, Jamie Jackson. How you doing? So, yeah, episode 361. I've been doing it for more than that. Don't know how long I've been doing it for, but a lot more than that. Anyway, I've just been for a run. I'm at the tail end of a run. I'm walking the last bit home. I don't know why something possessed me. I had a fatty lamb. I had a fatty lamb meal. I had a lammy fat meal, and I just... the guilt came over me. I've also rogered my back properly, fucking pulled it again. I don't know if I've talked about that on here, but I've had a reoccurring back pain for many a year now, and NHS physios have been sending me home. They've been like going, you what, mate, moving my legs about, and then going, you're fine, go home. One of them, hello, here comes a train, one of them told me, just work out your abs. I'm like, really? I said to him, really, just work out your abs? And then another one said to me, yeah, you're fine. Just do some core exercises. And I was like, well, I work out my abs though. And he goes, no, that's not your core. That's the problem. You're not working out your core. And then I said to him, but it really hurts when I do this. Showed him like me bending down. And he goes, well, don't do it then. That's not how it works, is it? You can't just say to somebody, you can't be a physiotherapist. And when someone says, when I move like this, it hurts. And they say, well, don't do it. And I said to him, surely you want to strengthen the weakness. You don't want to move around it because you'll just pull it again. You know, you gotta focus on what's wrong. And he's like, nah. Like, literally arguing with me. Nah, you know, you're wrong. Anyway, I got an MRI on it and it turns out I've got a bulging L5 disc. So yeah, that's what's causing all the problems. And it's jabbing into my nerve and causing me sciatic pain. And I keep on pulling it, mainly, not even in the gym, it's when I got to do gardening. Fucking middle-aged man getting injured by doing gardening. But it's just brutal on the lower back. And, look, I love... Okay, all right, I am middle-aged. I enjoy keeping my lawn in good check. So yesterday I mowed it, and all of the patches that we've got at the moment, I seeded them and put some compost soil down and, you know, did all that stuff. My back this morning is more rogered than your mum on a holiday to Marbella. It is fucked. Royally. And so I went to the gym today. This is my last workout before I go to Guatemala. I forgot to mention as well, I'm going to Guatemala. Loads of news in this one. Not interesting news. No comedy news. No kind of great stories or anything like that. It's just me telling you about the fact that I've injured my back and I'm going to Guatemala for a mate's wedding. There we go. Door closed. And I've also lost my headphones. Because what? Why? Why would anyone want to take their headphones on like a 10-hour flight? Hey, why would they? Yeah, so they could just disappear and turn back up in September. Don't worry, buddy, mate. Headphones? Yeah, don't need them. No, you fuck off and just come back in September, and then I'll wear you then. You know, so it's on my 10-minute fucking commute. I don't even have a commute at all. Anyway, the point is my headphones have disappeared. Of course they have. Of course they have. And they will turn back up. They are somewhere. They will show back up. But will they show back up before I go to Guatemala? Tune in to find out. Anyway, so yes, my back is only 3:30 and we're screaming already. So my back is rogered and I don't want to go to Guatemala with it bad, you know. I want to try and enjoy the holiday. Why are you going to Guatemala, Jamie? Tell me more about it. Well, it's interesting that you ask. My mate is marrying a Guatemalan lady, and so obviously it was like there or Chester, and we did so. So it was like, gonna get married in Guatemala, thanks, which is pretty cool. Bear in mind, I have been to Africa, Kenya, to go to a mate's wedding. That was 10 years ago, 11 years ago, maybe it'll be 11 years ago this summer. And then one of my other mates got married in Bali, so we went there a few years later, and that was also fucking great. Climbed Mount Batur, or something like that, in Ubud, maybe? I don't know. Went to Gili Tea, did all of that fucking Bali stuff, which, I hate saying that. It was amazing, and I don't want to downplay it. I saw a friend of mine once from school. He's not a friend. I saw a guy who I knew from my year at school at the petrol station years and years ago, and it was quite late. It was like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. And I saw him and I went, oh, all right, Damien, how you doing? And he's like, yeah, all right, yeah. He's always a bit of a fucking bonehead. And then he starts going on about, he goes, yeah, you know, I went travelling, climbed up mountains, all that shit. And I just thought, oh yeah, it's really resonated with you, hasn't it? Just like, oh yeah, I just did all that shit, you know, I tick boxing, and then I fucking went and did something else, innit? Yeah, tick more boxes. Is it me? I don't want to fall into this trap of thinking that everyone else, you know, those TikTokers and Instagram people who go on about how everyone's an NPC but them. Like, they'll be on a train and they'll scream and everyone will ignore them. They'll be like, I swear the world's just full of NPCs. It's like, no, they're just ignoring you screaming, dickhead. And so I don't think that the world is full of NPCs, but I do think that I am... is this egotistical to say? I'm just going to say it. And you may think it about yourself. I do think I think deeply. I overthink about a lot of things. I really, really think about them. To the point where sometimes it can ruin the enjoyment of things. Because I'm always like, what is this? What does it mean? Am I living right? Should I be living more? How should I be enjoying this moment more? Like, I really focus on things. And other people, they're just happy to get up, work in their insurance or estate agent job, come home, have money in their pocket to go to, like, Dubai every year. They've got a Range Rover on HP. They've got their new build house. They love Peaky Blinders. They've got some tats. They go out, they've got their bird. They're like, yeah, I'm sorted. Do you know what I mean? That type of guy. I'm not that type of bloke. I'm always like, is this right? What am I doing? Is that right? Saying that, I love my life. I'm not complaining at all. I'm the happiest I've been in maybe ever, but I wasn't particularly happy for a long period of time. I was very unhappy in my 20s, especially. Jeez, no one talks about how your 20s are like a lost decade, because you might be, you know, your youth is slipping away. You've done all your firsts, your first kiss, your first shag, your first party, your first time you get drunk, dabbling in drugs. You've done all of those kind of things. People start getting their shit together, and then you're worried about you not having your shit together. And it's a stressful time. And then you're spat out of education and chucked into the workforce. And everybody, when they're 23, is doing a shit munching job, right? I don't give a fuck if you're paralegal or you're training to be an accountant or, you know, you're into screen printing, whatever. Your job is shit munching. Of whatever career you're trying to do. And so that's really difficult as well. You've got no money and you're trying to live in London and the housing crisis and the cost of living crisis and the, you know, 2008 crash. That was right in the middle of my 20s. And anyway, so yes, it's very difficult is what I'm trying to say. It's very difficult. But that's it. Right. There was no, that was a discombobulated podcast, but what are you going to do? See you on the next one.